Welcome back to your favorite time of the week with your favorite guest. We are here back with Miss Catherine Edwards, dissecting all that happened on the RHOBH reunion part three. If you haven't heard part one of our chat, that was yesterday. Start there, talk about it all. And now our conversation with Catherine continues. What did you guys think of this week's reunion? What are we thinking? I mean, I know you just want to focus on Erica, but we cover some other things too. Stay tuned. Right now, our conversation with Catherine continues, and check out yesterday's chat. It was part one.
Tonight, she said how much she loved him and like how this was just like, just she couldn't believe it. How she was shocked when she heard all this.
I think it's all happening so quick. Like even Andy is like, none of them are understanding. Like you need to like step back and listen. There are so many holes in the story.
But when there's holes, you come to the conclusion that you're being fed a bunch of BS and you pick and choose what rings true and what makes sense.
She just wanted as much money as possible.
And she really wants to be famous. She wants, I think this is the psychology of it. She wants to be loved. She wants to be adored. She doesn't have the emotions that she should have gotten as a child from, you know, having that kind of maternal, you know, love from a mother, a father. And yeah, I think she's a survivor. And I think she just operates on that plane of taking care of herself, and she cannot, and she has made her life based on her looks, what she deems as her talent, you know what I mean? What she can market as a talent. I mean, that is a little shady that I said it that way. I'll own it. But that is her shtick. That's her thing. And it's done.
Yes. But this is where, like, did your friend, your new friend that texts you all day with his narcissist statement,
Nate,
we'll give a shout out to Nate.
Shout out to Nate.
Oh, and we have to give another shout out afterwards.
But Jessica, yeah.
Yeah, we have to talk about Jessica. But Nate, that's the thing about narcissists. Like, that's their trick. Like,
yep.
They make it seem like they're up here and you're down here. So they'll make you feel like shit about yourself. But in reality, they are the most miserable people in the world.
She's textbook.
Narcissists, right? Like, you are a like, it seems like you're not, because I know plenty. Like, you're miserable.
Yep.
Right. So that's the MO, is like, you'll make it seem like you're the prize, but it doesn't matter. You go to bed miserable.
That's
so right. After she has a show at Chicago, Broadway opening, everyone's bowing down. You feel good. You do feel good. But an hour later, when that wears off and you're home alone, you're miserable.
That is also never enough. And because she cannot, she doesn't have she doesn't have the ability to feel for anyone else. That is why she can't feel for the victims. It's all about her. She really is. I don't know. I mean, I'm vacillating between feeling sorry for her and saying that she's so, she really, it's not fair in a lot of ways. Like, she's, you know, it's kicking the dog, it's kicking the puppy, and, you know, kicking someone when they're down. But she has to get help with it. She really does. She's got to go find someone. And maybe she is. Who knows? You know, she said, you don't know what I'm doing. Maybe we don't. Maybe she's going to fix it, and she's going to come back and be likable, and we can cheer for her to come back. And everyone loves to give someone a second chance if it's genuine and they really do see, you know, their ways and they want to correct it.
Listen, a normal, rational person who just filmed this past season of Beverly Hills, as it was happening, and now you've watched it back and you've seen your castmates, and you've, listen, you would think now that the cameras are rolling for the new season, right, you would think that it would be like a 360 of Dorit doing her confessional, like, I don't even know who this is. I've never seen this person.
Right.
That is what a normal, rational human being would do. You've watched it with the rest of us.
Right.
So you've read all the comments. You're responding to people. Andy just told you that everybody hates you on the reunion. You would think someone would say, I better, because that's what other housewives do. They're they're like, I better figure this out and edit myself and pretend of being, I mean, that's what they do. They all pretend to be someone, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's right. If she comes back and it's like a 180, well, that'll make for an interesting season. And there will be people that will start, that will slowly come around. Not most. Most will be like, it's bullshit, but one person at a time.
I think she can't hide who she really is though. And she has to do some serious, serious work to get, to keep that side at bay. That's not good. That's an ugly head that's going to rear. Every time someone says something, she's, what are you, you know, it's going to be like, you know, and next week we're going to get the, when she calls Sutton the bitchy F and C with the teeth snarled again.
Sutton is just sitting there being like, I'm not afraid. There's like a million people on the couch and like,
yeah,
I go back to like, they all look at her like, I don't want to be it. Like,
no one wants to be her. No one wants that. Nobody would want that life.
I just wonder if Kyle and Dorit are going to grow up here. And no, to answer the question when we started, do I think that Rinna thinks that they're really good friends? No.
No.
If after this next season, Andy was like, we're not bringing you back, I guarantee you Rinna would never speak to her again, ever.
Because I don't think they really have anything in common. No.
That's where I think Rinna is just, I've said this before, she just cares about Rinna and Harry and the kids. I don't think she's as, like, I agree with you, when it's over, she might say, like, I did what I had to do. But I feel that she's not going to stick up for air. I mean, listen, after Denise, it was like, I mean, I thought that was her friend. I mean, who is
Rinna? With friends like that, you don't need enemies.
Well, like, who is Rinna really, truly friends with at the core on this show? Nobody.
No one. I will say this. I thought that was kind of weird in a way that, you know, your castmates and everything, but the whole thing is just to be like your friends. And when they, you know, people are watching the show, you think these are a group of women friends that get together and call each other and hang out.
No,
it wouldn't work that way. These cannot be friends. These are people that have to find something to tear down and be competitive with and be willing to, you know, throw it in the trash to make a show. Because, and it's really at that stage of the game, whoever wins the argument and is willing to make a bigger scene or fool of themselves, bigger victor, whatever the case may be, that's the person who's going to get a contract to be on the show next year. And the person who rolled over and didn't deliver is probably gone.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, when you sign and you're back, I mean, if it's not your real friend, like, you don't care. Like, Rinna, like, does Rinna have, I mean, is there anyone sitting there that she would not steamroll over to come back? And Kyle too. I'm not picking on Rinna. All of them. Dorit too. I don't know about Crystal.
Real friends.
I don't know if Crystal got them. And Sutton's honest, and they would do anything. The money, it's like, we're not in season three here. We are not. This is like.
Right. Yeah.
Forget about Erica. You think Erica makes 600? I guarantee you Kyle is like 9-something. Rinna's like, they're all like 1 million. This is real money.
But for Kyle, I think Maritza makes damn good money at the agency. I don't think Sutton needs money from the show. I mean, at this stage of the game for Garcelle, she's not making enough money to where someone's treating her crappy. She
goes to the real every day, and that's a real job. I'm not saying she's making a ton of money there, but that's a real skill.
Yeah, exactly. And if it got really bad, I mean, chances are she'd say goodbye to the housewives.
Garcelle, I think, would actually quit. Yes.
I think so too. If it threatened her career with the real, they said, listen, this is not becoming and we don't want you, you know, saying and doing what you're doing over there. And then coming here and thinking that our viewers are going to like the same personality you're delivering on Housewives.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Out of everyone there, I think Crystal, yeah, Garcelle, and Sutton are the three people that would actually quit, period. And Kathy, those four. Do you think? I think Kathy, Crystal, Sutton, and Garcelle would quit if something went awry.
I think Kyle would quit.
You do? I mean, that's what she says. She's done interviews.
I think she would. I do. I think she'd quit. She's got a damn good life. She's got a great husband. She's got great kids. She has a great network of friends. She really does. She has friends. Mm. She has friends from like long, long, long time ago that are still her rock friends that she's very close with.
And the thing is, Kyle never needs to be on the show again. She will be famous forever. Like, it's over.
And who cares? I mean, ultimately, I think it's funny that people think that people care. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are people that care about being famous, but I will say this. I don't consider myself even slightly famous in the, even this much of a regard. It's like a 15 minute thing, but I have a lot of very, very famous friends. I've been married to famous athletes. I know famous people from every type of life there is. I can say that I don't know that many that really love it. I feel like it's almost in the negative column because you give up something. My sweet husband's home.
That's true, but that's because you know actual real famous people. When it gets to this reality genre.
Yes, right.
I'm not sure. I agree with you.
Well, okay. But I think I hear what you're saying, but I think that somebody, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's hard to say. I think that the verdict is out on Housewives, you know, celebrity and how far that goes when it's all done and over with. I think there's some.
I don't think it goes that far.
No, I for some it does. I think for like the Vanderpumps, I think for Kyle, I think for Bethany. I think there's a few of them, like the OGs that I think that they can, I'm not saying they're going to make money out of it, but as far as like getting a table at a restaurant, whatever. Okay.
Yes. But so here's the thing, and I'm not picking on her. I'm just thinking of this as an example. Like I'm just taking Crystal. Why is she on the show?
She's probably like me where it's just like for shits and giggles and entertainment and why not? Let's just try it. Let's see. I don't know. I would think that.
Okay, then why is Sutton on the show?
I think it's the same. I would say the same.
Like just why not?
I think there's a curiosity. You just kind of, you see it and you think you can do it. And, you know, and you think like, oh, I would tell her and I wouldn't fall for that. And I would, you know, be this and that and da 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 da. And then you're there and you see how dirty and conniving it can be and you don't want to participate.
Yeah. I mean, it really is like Game of Thrones. It is.
Yeah. I haven't watched Game of Thrones, but I heard about it. I didn't watch it either,
but that's what I'm comparing it to. Like, I think when you come in, they want you to fail, I would assume, because it's not them. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Some do, I think. I think some do want you to fail. Someone has to fail. Oh, sweet angel, thank you. I think someone has to fail every season. Someone has to be the bad guy. Someone has to screw up. Someone has to, you know, take advantage and pounce on those failures. Yeah, it's a formula, just like Survivor. There's a formula.
But if you are confident and someone new comes in, you're like, thank God, like, you're here, like, bring something to our show, elevate it, like, keep it interesting. Like, you would think that, right? Like, if you're that confident in your position on the show.
Yeah, but in the same sense that you're also at the mercy of the editors to show that and to hope that they think that you're, or to see your storyline or whomever they, you know, want to spotlight or turn into something. I don't know.
Do you think that Dorit knows that if anyone was going to go, that it would be her at this point?
Probably.
Because our conversation of Dorit is on the chopping block went viral, like, all over. It's still going. I've seen 1,000 things this week that Dorit's getting fired. I'm like, I think Catherine and I started that, and we never said she was being fired.
Uh-uh. I don't think anyone's being fired. Neither.
No.
No, they're all coming back. For sure. Yeah. It was too good. Why would you?
No one's going.
No. No. Why would you get rid of someone when you're winning?
Nobody is going anywhere. I just keep seeing these things resurface, and I'm like, we started this. But I do think if someone were going to go, it'd be Dorit, but no.
Right.
There's no need for it.
No. That would be a mistake. They I don't think they should, you know, rock the boat, mess with the chemistry. No.
There doesn't need to be anybody new.
What'd you say?
There doesn't need to be anybody new right now.
No.
It's going to continue.
I wouldn't do, I mean, they know that. Maybe they can bring in a friend and someone can, I don't know. Kathy's.
I was just going to say, after the Kathy and Kyle talk tonight, there's nothing I want more than Kim Richards to make an appearance next season. I think she's going to be on. I have a weird feeling. I see Kim and Kathy. I see similarities between Kim and Kathy.
Yeah, I do too. It's really sweet.
I just think that Kim, like, as a friend of, will be on the show next season.
She's one of the real OG. She was on the first season. Yeah.
What do you think of, I mean, I didn't really learn anything new. Like, I knew, because I've had Crystal and Sutton on my show. Like, I knew about all of Crystal's death threats. I knew about all that. Crystal takes herself off. So, like, it's really nasty. Like, people are very nasty to her online.
You know, that makes me feel just sick in my stomach people are idiots. People are so ignorant. Their world is this big. They're behind a phone or a keyboard and they say the dumbest things they'd never say in person. And they'd never say it to her face if they had the opportunity. Never. I feel terrible that she has to go through that. And it's just, no, it's not right.
That's where like Andy's like, why? Like, why do you care? Like, just ignore it.
Of course, but you still, there's a part of you that, I remember when, you know, people were like saying things about me and, oh, they didn't like me and whatever. And you walked on, you know, the street or in the mall. And it's like, you can kind of tell the housewives just that they know it's you. You know, you don't ever think that someone knows it's you, but you can tell that they are the Bravo watchers. Sure. I never had one person say one bad word to me, to my face, ever, ever.
I have always said this. If they're going to want a picture, they're going to want to kiss your ass, they won't do it to your face. I've said that a million times. It will never happen. Never.
No. So, I mean, I'm sure she's gets that, but it doesn't take away from what she sees. And, you know, really the disheartening and disappointing thing is that you think that people are so cruel and such idiots that they say those kinds of things. That's disheartening. Like, what planet are you living on, you idiot?
It's a little shocking, right? I mean, when I had Crystal on my show, I thought she was very authentic. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think she was, her and Sutton both. There was no angle. They weren't trying to be like they were being, like, I asked Crystal questions and she answered them, period. Right. Like, there was no, like, I need to think of my canned answer. Right. So right. That made me like Crystal.
Yep.
Although I then posted the episode, there were so many nasty comments. I'm like, people hate Crystal. And like what Sutton said tonight, like, I'm sorry if that contributed. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was like, first of all, Sutton and Crystal are friends, so they're over it.
Do people dislike Crystal because they think she went for Sutton?
When I released her episode, I think a lot of people felt
that makes
way.
Me feel better than that makes me feel better if they don't like her because of their defending Sutton than disliking her because of her race. That is crazy.
I really think it's both. I've seen the comments where people are like, they leave comments about COVID and it's starting.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, tell those people to go back under the rock they crawled out of. I'm sorry. That's just idiotic.
That's where it's like,
no, sorry. You're idiots. Don't, you know what I mean? Give me a break.
Look, Crystal's not going anywhere. Like, she's done what she needs. No, she's done what she needs to for a first year housewife. And look, nobody is going anywhere. Nobody.
No. After the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast with her, I don't want her to go anywhere. I really
she's
don't.
A
I
nice thought she was person. Great. She's like a nice person. What do you think we're going to learn anything next week? Like, do you think, I mean,
yes.
You do?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
What do you think is going to come out next week? Cause I've given up.
They've really strung this out. I think
they did.
Yeah. I think we're all waiting for the fourth episode, obviously. I think that, or the fourth part, I think we're just going to see what we already know. Are we going to learn anything? We may learn that she's shady. And I honestly, from what they've shown and her kind of getting tongue-tied and fumbling when Andy asked her if I don't know, and who knows.
It's like, you can't read this in. You could be the smartest person in the world, when you are opening your mouth and words are coming out, if you are not telling the truth, they will trip you up, right? Like,
and it shows. I don't care what you say. No, as much as she thinks that she can act or whatever, she can deliver a line, and she's rehearsed it, and in her mind she's convinced herself. No.
So that's where it's like, aren't her attorneys like freaking out?
To some degree, but honestly, for them, it's just a job. If she goes down, it's, you know.
Who cares?
What? Yeah, freak out. She cooked her own goose. They told her, they advised her properly, and she didn't listen. Okay. Knock yourself out.
Like, I get not quitting when you have a huge salary, but like, when it's like a life, you know what I mean? Like, this is bigger than a show, right?
Where is she going? She needs this job. She can't not show up. If she doesn't show up, I don't know if it's true, but I would think that,
you got a call.
I clicked off on it. That was Bertrand.
If she doesn't show up, she doesn't get paid. Yeah.
She doesn't. Oh, and she might not be invited back. She might not. I mean, Adrian Malouf started that when she didn't show up for the reunion and she wasn't invited back. And so that's the, and they're smart. That's kind of been what Bravo's, rules or lines were. You do the season, you show up for filming, and you do the reunion, and you take the punches. And if you don't show up, you're not coming back. And so she has to come back if she, or she has to come up to the, re, or come to the reunion if she wants to come back. Done.
Well, first of all, Erica's no Adrienne Maloof for a lot of reasons.
No.
Adrienne's done well for herself and is not worried about certain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Erica has, my gut says two seasons. That's my honest opinion.
We have to remember this. So we'll see if you're right.
I would agree with you. I don't even think three. I think two seasons.
Unless she gets married and does like a Teresa where she meets a guy and gets engaged and there's going to be a wedding and is somebody. She could do that. She has to pull a rabbit out of her hat.
But she has to pull a rabbit out. I mean, the thing is like Teresa, whether this guy is a good guy or not, you feel that she authentically loves him. And you want to know another prediction?
Sure.
Where I say Erica's going to be, my prediction is Teresa within two seasons will be like, see I'm you later. Done. Yep.
I don't want this. Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, does this guy have a gazillion dollars? No, but he has enough money. Look, I've been to the New Jersey filmings. I've been to the events, the parties. I'm friends with them. I mean, Teresa, you know, she doesn't exactly enjoy being there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That
you get after to like this many is Teresa. Listen, let me tell you something. There's a party in New Jersey and everyone, you have to be there. It's an all cast event. When it's over, when they're like, let's unmic everybody and like, let's all like, that's when the fun starts. I'm like, now I could just hang out with my friends. They all stay. It's like open bar. Let's drink. Teresa is out of there within 1 second.
Wow.
So I mean, Teresa shows up, she does her job, but when it's over and they're like, you can go or you can drink the free alcohol, they all stay. Teresa's like, why would I ever stay here with these people? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. So I predict that I also predict two seasons and I think she'll be gone. I mean, she makes a lot of money, but I think she'll just be good like, for her. I don't want this.
This anymore. Yeah, I could see that.
But she really loves this guy. It's not money. It's like, she loves him.
I'm happy for her.
Erica, I'm not sure that's going to go that way.
No, it's totally two different personalities. I don't think Teresa's a narcissist.
No. And she signed shit that she didn't know what she was doing. And I don't think she'll ever do that again.
No.
What was I going to say to you? What else haven't we covered? Have we covered everything? Is there anything else we haven't covered? I mean, I love that they referred to American Woman. If you've never seen it, it was great. Kyle's show was really freaking good.
Like a mini series or what?
No, it was supposed to go. It was on, I forgot the channel, but it starred Alicia Silverstone. Okay. Alicia Silverstone was their mother.
Oh, wow.
Set in the 70s. It was a great show. Okay. It really was.
Why didn't get picked up? Or why didn't get renewed or whatever?
Nobody watched. It was on.
What network was it on?
the same network as like Younger. It wasn't like ABC. It was one, but it's like on the top of my head, but it was like, it was a decent network.
Okay.
It was good. Look, Kyle came to New York. She did press with Alicia Silverstone. Like, it was like a major show.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show you how tough it is.
Listen, you don't get Alicia Silverstone to star in your show and it's not good. Like, it was good.
Okay.
It just, but I felt for that. And like, now they should bring Kim on. Crystal Garcelle. Is there anything else? Like, what else? Dorit's quiet. Listen, they really dragged it out. It could have been three parts.
Yeah.
I feel that that's also the writing on the wall. I feel that the ratings are down for everything except Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And they're like, I still think at the end of the day, Housewives could end. And I think Beverly Hills will be left standing, which is not always the way it was.
No.
I just feel it's because it's like that it's Beverly Hills. Like, you have
right.
like the Rinas of the world. Like, it's not, it's still,
something to watch.
It's the unattainable and everything else is still, it's like obtainable. It is.
Right. Totally. No, you're 100% right. It's the, that's exactly right. But I think that the women kind of carried themselves a little bit, you know, better on Beverly Hills for a long period of time, where some of the other shows got really ugly. And now I do think that Orange County getting rid of
Vicky.
Yeah. And the other one that she fought with, the girl that married the newscaster, Callie Dodd. Yeah. I feel like they got rid of that, and they're bringing back Heather because she brings back a little bit of elegance and money. I think it's just all trying to bring back a little bit of class and you know, the opulent lifestyle, and let's get back to our roots of who we were and why it worked for us before everyone started.
I mean, Andy has said that he watched like the first three episodes of the OC and he's like, it's great. I mean, what is he going to say?
Of course.
I mean, Heather does have real money.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. And she'll go, she'll hold, take someone to task. I think she's good. I don't know.
Well, I've said this because like Vanderpump Rules is back now. I don't know if we talked about this last time, and it's in like the fifth episode. It's like, the ratings are horrible.
I've never watched that show ever.
It was phenomenal.
The best, right?
The best show ever.
Really? I've and heard that.
It was just the best because it was like, I mean, they all really knew each other and it was young people and they all slept together and it was just, it was real.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I mean, it's great for Lisa. I mean, Lisa's hardly in it, by the way. She's like the boss and she comes in and this isn't Housewives. Like your employees.
Maybe she needs to come back more though. Maybe that's what they're missing. She needs to dip in a little bit more.
This season? I don't know. So I feel because it was off the air for so long.
Yeah.
I think when the OC comes back, which was also off the air for a long time, if that to me is that's it. I'm going to look at the ratings for the OC that will tell me everything I need to know. If those ratings are not good,
right?
I think A, New York Housewives will never be back on our TVs. And B, I think it's the end of Bravo. I will stand by this.
Wow. We've heard it here.
And I think if they're good, then it's all good. And then New York ratings were horrible. And now it's like Vanderpump ratings are horrible. So it's not Housewives. Now it's like another show. They're like half. It used to be like 1.3. They're like 600,000. It's a big difference.
Is that still a good number though to keep a show on the air?
Well, New York had 700,000 and there was like all hell broke loose of like the world is ending.
Oh.
I don't think so. So
does Vanderpump bring in new people though, or like the Housewives do, or is it always the same people?
Well, now they've changed some things up and they've like not really anybody new. They've just like thinned people out. It's not the same. I just think
I always just felt like I was too old to watch that show.
They're young.
Yeah,
but it was, there was something about it that was so great. And now it's like, you know what it is? Like when it started, they were broke. They worked at
Sir.
They truly were broke.
So
it was like interesting that like you're broke and here's Lisa who's not broke. And then they were, you know, you became famous. So now they can't fake it. So there's all these people. There's only two people that actually work at Sir because why would the other ones work there? They have so much money.
Does it, do they still work there now? I'm surprised anyone.
Two of the new ones.
Oh, the new ones.
Charlie and Raquel. You don't even, you probably don't even know.
I don't know.
So it's like, just change the show. And.
But that's difficult to do because you might not, you know, you need to just pull brand new. I think that everyone, how many different ways can you skin a cat? I mean, it's just, it is what it is. There's with reality TV, everything is based on one or two people really, really bringing something that people want to see and watch. And if no one does that, or who the cast is, you've already seen a million times, they just have a different name. It gets boring.
Like nobody's freaking out. Maybe I'm being too dramatic. I just think it's, if the OC comes back and it's not highly rated, I think it's the beginning of the end for Bravo.
I mean,
well, like New York wasn't highly rated.
But couldn't New York switch? I think New York could come back because there's so many people. And just like LA, there's got to be, LA will never run out of colorful characters. They just won't. And everyone wants to be an actress there. And there's so much money, you can find it.
Well, this is what I think. Well, first of all, I think New York is not going to come back until they find it. I really think that they need to find wealthy, really wealthy people that want to do the show. And I think they need sisters. I think they need some family relation. Like a Nikki Paris. They need like a real Kyle and Kim and Kathy. Look, on the Upper East Side, that exists. It doesn't not exist. Sure.
You're right.
You just have to find the golden, like this one's gorgeous, that one's gorgeous.
Husband's
a trust fund. But like, you know, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you just need to find real money that wants to do the show. And you need to revamp New York. And I mean, probably let everybody go. I hate to say
If they stopped putting all of the horrible behavior on and they let it go back to the way of like the Vanderpumps and the Kathy Hiltons and Kyle carries herself well. And even Sonya Morgan, who does like campy kind of crazy things at times, it's not offensive. To me anyway, when Sonya does it, you know what I mean? I love her. And so I think they got to find those women where you just, you know, That's a big revamp, huge revamp.
Like really wealthy, like just.
I could go down the line and like literally like say, keep her, get rid of her, keep her, get rid of her for every for everyone that I've seen. And me even too. And even if I haven't seen it, just based on, I mean, this is terrible for me to say probably, but based on the little snippets that I know, keep her, get rid of her. And I think I am kind of like I'm not the Bravo audience, really. I can't say that. But I think I'm a good read on what people want to see. I'll say that.
That's the thing. We're not even saying that these are great people. We're not even saying that we support. We're just saying if you really want to break it down to a business, this is who needs to go and stay. I agree. And I think with New York now, they should get for where it is.
Who would you get rid of?
And I like a lot of these people.
Huh.
I would personally get rid of everybody except Luann.
What?
I know.
I will say this. I cannot get ever get rid of Sonya Morgan.
I know you were say that. Well, first of all, Leah's the first one that needs to go. Ebony, listen, I have had Ebony on my show twice. She's phenomenal. I fucking love Ebony. I just think because there was such an outcry of whatever, just get rid of her. Like she's as a person, I understand her. I love her. Sure. She's a lawyer. Totally. You would love her. It's such high level, intelligent conversations and arguments. And I just think no one likes her. Just put her on the list.
Rather than try to rebuild her, just like say, hey, it's done. You know, it's too bad that it came out this way.
And we're not just getting rid of you. We're getting rid of someone else. So it's just easy. Just go. Ramona is loved by the people a lot. Like, I think Ramona has so much reason to stay. I'm on the fence about her, but if you're really revamping it and you want to make it like uber, uber wealthy and just like Gossip Girl, like what is life on the Upper East Side elite? Like these were not the elite women of New York City. They're not.
No.
So if you, I think that show of
why would you keep Luann then? Why? Tell me why you'd keep Luann.
Process of elimination. Like Sonya, I think, first of all, I think that, you know, you and I are loving our drink tonight. I personally think Sonya, it's a state of emergency. That's my honest opinion. I'm not being shady. I just think Sonya is like, I think Sonya is one of those where like, I think that she has
a problem, like,
issues now, you know?
I mean,
that's like what I think.
I don't know, I couldn't say. I just think I love her on I don't know. I like her. I'm sorry to hear that.
You like her. No, I mean, I just really
she's funny as hell.
You do. And I think I have a weird thing where I think Ramona is great, but I think if you're revamping the show, she doesn't fall in like any category. She's not like uber, uber wealthy. She's not.
No. Well, you know what?
She's almost aging out. I'm not an ageist. I would love if the housewives were all in their 60s. I love that. But again, I'm just thinking like a producer, like it's not about, it's just reality of what people want to see. I think Ramona needs to go. I think now she does. And Luann isn't, I don't know. Luann blends to me. Luann's kind of funny. Maybe I would keep Ramona. It would be Luann and Ramona. Those would be the two.
I keep Sonya and Ramona.
I get it.
I would keep those two.
I like totally.
And I would give them, I'd give them like one season. I don't know. But I don't know that any New York women with real money and real like New York women would, they don't want to do it. Come on.
That's the problem. If your husband is a trust fund, like financial making, like you, first of all, he can't even, the financial people can't be on the TV. So you don't want to do it.
And truthfully, probably those, I would be willing to bet that those women really aren't even watching it. They're not watching that.
Listen, all the women I know that live, let's just say on the Upper East Side with real money that are normal, and I hate that word.
I love normal.
Do not want to be on the show. Women on the Upper East Side that I know that are literally batshit fucking crazy, would love to be on the show.
But do the women that you know that have real money and are, you know, kind of like that level, do they watch the show?
No.
No. Because they think they're a little too sophisticated and too good for it. That's why. If they did watch it, they'll never admit to it. Those are the ones that watch and like lie about it.
And like, you know, amongst that crowd, you know, they don't think so highly of like Sonya or Ramona.
No, I know. But they could say, but in all fairness, if they don't watch it, they don't know who she is.
No.
But if they do watch it, they could say, oh, come on, she's not, but she's, I don't know.
Like you look at like Kyle and Kathy and Kim, like they did it. I mean, like, I'm not saying Kim has tons of money, but like they did it for Beverly Hills. Like they found I mean, okay, not real Beverly Hills, but Kathy has money, but they need like a family infrastructure like that.
I think the most money in the that whole family now is Nikki.
You do? Because she married one child?
Hell yeah.
That's like tons of money.
I think so.
Nikki's done well for herself. Do you love how when they asked, like, who has, where was it? Was it on Watch What Happens where they asked, like, who has more money, Sutton or Kyle? I mean, Sutton or Kathy? Did you see that? I think it was the Garcelle episode you told me. Andy said, like, who has more money? Like, what? They were playing one of those games, like, a million questions. One of them was who has more money, like Sutton or Kathy. And I think it was Garcelle and whoever, it was Amber Tamblyn. And they were like, Kathy. They both were like, Kathy.
Maybe not.
Maybe. So Nikki, yeah, Nikki probably has the most money. You're right. But that's what they need to find in New York. They do. And then I
think women, but those women that have that kind of money don't flaunt it like that. They're just not gonna floss it like that. They don't.
But there has to be some two people that are related that are just bored with life that want
divorce, the like, husband's
leaving. Yes, I feel that you can find this. You can find this.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Of course you can.
Well, honestly, after what you just said, Kathy's done well. Maybe Nikki Hilton Rothschild is the anchor for the New York Housewives.
No, she would never. No.
I don't think she would, but Kathy's.
No. You'd get Paris before you'd get Nikki.
Nikki wouldn't do it.
No. They almost like forbid their mother from doing it.
I know, but now they're happy because she's celebrated. Yeah, but
I cannot for all the tea in China.
Probably.
Imagine that Nikki would, no.
There was one night where Kathy did an Instagram live with Paris and Nikki.
Oh, how funny.
And they were like, what are you doing? And Kathy was like, these are my new friends. And Paris was like, and Nikki was, this was in LA. Nikki was like, I think you're insane. And like, I have to leave. And Kathy was like, don't leave. She was like, no, I have to literally, she was in sweat. She was like, no, I have to literally go. I'm going straight to the airport. Like my flight is in like 2 hours. Like I need to leave. And Kathy was like, don't get up. And she was like, I'm going to miss my flight to New York. Yeah, I don't think Nikki would do it.
No,
but they need to find like that, just like, and that's the thing, like being out and about, most of the people that I meet that would do it are just crazy and full of shit and don't really have real money.
And didn't we see all that already?
Nikki Hilton, yes, wouldn't do it, but they need like, listen, New York is just as bad as LA. It is. Out at night, New York is just as bad.
I know. I've seen
it. It's like the people that you run into, you're like, you talk and you can't eat. You can afford this drink. You can't afford the next drink. So like,
you guys that are different stuff turns LA.
Why? How? A lot of people are like, they think we're so much more real. And I'm like, I don't think so.
No, that's because you guys aren't as, you guys don't hold your cards as close to your chest as people in LA do. It comes across as real because it seems like you're sharing, but it's just a little bit, I mean, no, it's just people in LA put on a little bit more of the act.
Yeah. I mean, we're a little more business oriented.
Right.
But
a little bit more gruff. We're a little bit more smoke and mirrors. We're going to like razzle and dazzle you and like be a little bit more coy.
But our talk about like money and all that is just as bad.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, but I know so many people that live in LA that think we are so business savvy and intelligent. And like, I'm like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. You know, the difference I think in New York is that everyone's in apartments, right? And a lot of people don't go to people's homes in New York, right? You go out for everything. In LA, if you become friends with someone sooner or later, and everyone drives everywhere, so you see their car, they're not taking an Uber or a taxi or a car service. In LA, everyone drives. So, and you drive to someone's home. So you can't really kind of hide it as well, I think, in LA.
Because you see where someone lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, where do you live?
And that's true.
And in LA, there's like, just like New York, the grid of, you know, are you south of Wilshire? Are you north of Wilshire? Are you south of Sunset? Or are you north of Sunset? Are you east of the 405? Are you north? I mean, are the west of the 405?
That plays like into effect of, here. Yeah.
Sure. It's all of that.
I think you're right though about the house.
Yeah.
Because when you're out at night, people talk a good game. And then sure. You're like, that person has nothing.
No. Right. So they could be going home to like a, you know, 300 square foot studio.
That's what I always said. It's where you live here. And like, it's like the behind the scenes. Like, even if you could still afford your drink, you'll do that. But right, you'll go home to like squalor. Nothing. Yes.
You can do that in, you can do it in LA.
You can do that here.
You can't get away with that in LA so much.
I mean, I can tell you that 98% of the people that I mean, like, okay, yeah, I have really good friends, but yeah, most of the people that you go out with, you have never seen their house. Never.
I've been to like basically all my friends' houses.
Yeah, that's different here.
Yeah.
You just don't go to a house.
No, never. Like you don't even know where they live. Like the area maybe, but you don't, like you could say no. Like an area.
And then you like hear things like I've heard things like, oh, that one has an awful apartment. I'm like, really?
Have you been there? Yeah. One person's been there and then they talk smack about it too. Yeah.
That is the difference. But they need to, that's what they need to, like really wealthy. They need like the Nikki Rothschild that isn't Nikki Rothschild. I agree with you. I don't know who would do that. It will always be a B-list. Because it will always be a B-list. Right. There's no upside.
There's no upside.
You have to be a man that is married to a woman that is just so, that's the thing. You start at the point of flawed. I'm sorry, you do. No, but it's true. Like you start at that like narcissistic or like, something is not being met in your life, right?
Yeah. Like there's gotta be, I guess. I mean, it if you stay. Yeah. Yeah.
It has
well,
to be.
Well,
otherwise.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think that's.
You don't think so?
I think for some, for sure. There's a reason for everybody. I mean, if it's money, if it's fame, if it's, you know, some people just need to have the attention. Why? Yeah. I was going to just say, why is Dorit, but I don't know if she has money or not, but why are some people
to be something?
Yeah. True.
Anything else we haven't covered?
No, I think we talked about, I know what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Why is Sutton on the far end of the sofa?
Well, for someone who wasn't sure they had anything left to say, that's a loaded question, Catherine. And you don't think I have a simple answer as to why Sutton is at the end of the sofa, do you? So you know what that means. Stay tuned. Part 3 tomorrow on Patreon. Yeah, I have an answer about why Sutton is on the end of the sofa. And then Catherine has something to say to that. So just when you think we're about to wrap up, guys, Catherine asked a loaded question about couch seating, and now I got something to say. Part 3, tomorrow, on Patreon, guys, tomorrow. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope, because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online,
We're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.